بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة صدق الله العظيم.
Allah Ta'ala accept the tilawat of the Quran. Make all these young huffaz from the qurra and the ulama and the awliya of the time and accept the khidmat of the madrasa. Inshallah. These are the young huffaz that will be given an opportunity to recite like how they're reciting in this world. Inshallah on the day of Qiyamah. And we now call upon one of Hazrat Mawana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu's Khalifa. Hafiz Habibullah Sahib Damar Barakatum, who is now the Khalifa of Hazrat Mawana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, who has accompanied Hazrat from Karachi, and this is his first visit to South Africa. He has been traveling to many countries on the hukam of Arif Billah, Hazrat Mawana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. He's got muridin in different parts of the world. So inshallah, he'll be giving us a very special presentation in bilingual English and Urdu, inshallah. And he's trying his best to promote the deen, inshallah, in whichever way, in different parts of the world, and people have been attracted by him. So inshallah, we're giving him an opportunity, inshallah, in this majma khas of the Islahi Jalsa at Masjid-e-Noor Ashaval, inshallah.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa amma ba'an. Fa'auzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. میرے پیر و مرشد میرے شیخ عارف باللہ شیخ العرب والعجم حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. He said, when a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passes away from this world, his position is never empty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make other person, kisi aur ko uski kursi par bitha dete. He gives the opportunity, gives the tawfiq, and another person to sit on his chair, to sit on his position. Hakim ul-Ummat Mujaddidul Millat Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, at this time he recite a quote, a shair, Hunuza Abre Rahmat Dur Fashanast. Hunuza Abre Rahmat Dur Fashanast. Khumo Khumkhana Ba Mohro Nishanast. Ke Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, His mercy is at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy is giving wo barsari Allah ta'ala ki rahmat ke moti, Allah ta'ala ki rahmat, the diamonds of friendship and the pearl of friendship, abre rahmat, rahmat and mercy He is giving to us, and we can attain the higher level of friendship. We can attain, because all the levels and all the achievements of qurb and ta'alluq of Allah Ta'ala, we can achieve. That's why my Shaykh, my Murshid Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, Sare alam mein yehi akhtar ki hai aho fuga. In the whole world, Hazrat Wala's dard-e-dil, from the depth of his heart, he says, کہ سارے عالم میں یہی اختر کی ہے آہوں فغا چند دن خونِ تمنا سے خدا مل جائے for a very few days if you kill your heart, don't disobey your creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can get the higher level of friendship, we can achieve the height of friendship. That is, Hazrat Wala used to mention, you can achieve the qurb and ta'alluq, the level of qurb and ta'alluq ma'allah, which is called awliya-e siddiqeen. Is the highest level of achievement we can have, we can get. That is why when a person is attached to some sheikh, the nishani and identification of Shaykh Kamil or Ahlullah is that he is the obeyer of Sunnat, or he must have attachment with some Shaykh, and he is the obeyer of Sunnat, and also teaches his pupil, his Murideen, the Tariq Sunnah, the way, the path of Sunnah. Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum, my Shaykh, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Madhar Sahab, Adam Allahu Baqamahu, Wadamat Barakatuhum. In every majlis in Fajr, he is giving the dars of Sunnah. And it is the alamat and identification of friend of Allah Ta'ala, ki they teaches their Murideen, their pupil, their student, the tariq sunnah, the way of sunnah, the path of sunnah. Like Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh, and my beloved Shaykh Hazrat Aqdas Damat Barakatum, they taught us, when you are going up on the lift, on by car or on the plane, when you goes up, say Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Jabir Radhiyallahu Ta'ala An, he says, when we are with Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kunna idha sa'idna kabbarna, we say Allahu Akbar. When we goes down, the lift goes down, the plane goes down, or the car goes down, say Subhanallah. So that is the identification of Shaykh. This is the characteristics of Shaykh. Yesterday Maulana Naeem Mutala Sahab says, The English you are using, the English you are speaking, our youngster will forget the actual English.
That's why I say, don't go to Mangli, don't look at the subject, the unwan, the mazmoon. I am transferring from our elders. Look upon this. So my Sheikh Dawat Barakatum and my Sheikh Murshid Hazrat Mahashah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he mentioned that you can achieve, you can get the highest level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can get the connection of Allah ta'ala. The very first thing you have to do, you must be connected with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to, just like my Shaykh mentioned, when a person have some naats of bayan in his mobile phone, the other person who want to transfer from it, he requests for it and he turn on his Bluetooth and ask him to transfer your the bayan or share or tilawat, beautiful qiraat of some qari sahab. You transfer from your mobile to my mobile. He said, turn on your Bluetooth. There is some pairing. This is called the munasbat. You must have munasbat with some sheikh. The pairing is, the two mobiles are paired, then we can see, okay, how my transfer is done. We can see. And then there is a tone. After the transfer is completed, some tone will beep. That is the, say, hum tum hi bas aaga hai is rabte khafi se, malum kisi aur ko ye raaz nahi hai. Tumsa koi hamdas koi hamdam koi damsaaz nahi hai. Baatein to hain ardam magar aawaz nahi hai. When we have phone which is on silent mode, if we get the call on it, nobody knows ke somebody is calling us, somebody is phoning us. But we know because there is vibration in it. Like some people say, when there is bayan, when there is qari sahab is reciting and some ashar is he is reciting, don't move like that, don't do like that, or do, because when hamare bacche jab Quran Pak padte hilte hain, jhoomte hain. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, sabaqal mufarridun. Mufarridun people aage badh gaye. They achieved the goal. They went ahead. Sahaba Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi ajma'in asked, Mal mufarridun ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are mufarridun people? Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alladina ihtazzu bi dhikrillahi ta'ala. Ihtazzu, ihtizaz, these are those people who vibrate with the zikrullah, who vibrate with zikrullah. When you change the language of your mobile, when we call alert by vibration, and you change the language of mobile in Arabic, you will see, at-tambihum bil-ihtizaz. So ihtizaz is the vibration. So when we are doing zikr, we recite Quran-e-Pak, but not in salah, but not in namaz. Namaz mein nahi hilna. Balki, other than namaz, other than salah, when we recite Quran-e-Pak and we recite zikrullah ta'ala, so they vibrate with this. Janab-e Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will go ahead. They are mufarridun people. Do zikrullah and recite Quran with ishq and love. That is the mufarridun. Hazrat Wala gave us the syllabus. If a person want to be the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said the very first thing is that the highest level of friendship how we can get is the to tamam ghairullah ko tamam gunahon ko chhodna hai. We must abandon the sin. A person says, How can, there are so many sins, a list of sins. The list of sins. How can we abandon all these sins? So Hazrat Allah says, I am giving you the syllabus. Do start with this syllabus and inshallah you will have the energy. You will get the energy and power and will abandon all the sins. The very first thing Hazrat Allah says, okay, do learn Quran-e-Majid. Do learn Quran-e-Majid. In the sohbat, in the company of some certified Qari Sahib. And go to him and ask every day, go to him just for 15 to 20 minutes. Inshallah, by the 3 or 4 months, we will learn how to recite Quran Majid with Tajweed. The second thing is mentioned, okay, beautify your face with beard. One fist length. It must be, if the, a person who has not beard, yani dadi choti hai, he has small beard. That is not the baligh beard. And everybody knows, na baligh cannot married. Cannot get marriage. Na baligh cannot get marriage. That, like this, my Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh says, if you will, Ruhani, spiritual, you are nabaligh, you cannot get the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also he mentioned, this is baby beard. You must have this. We must have this baby beard. Must not cut it. You, some people says when we eat, he comes to my mouth. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh says, when you eat something and your baby, your boy, some child put a finger in your mouth, you cut it. You don't cut it. You do not do that. Like the same, this is baby. Ask him, do like that and ask him, hey my baby, don't, मुंह में मत घुसो. The third thing he says, okay, your shalwar and you are also the person who likes to wear Arabic soap, they like to wear it, but it must be above the ankle, in the standing position and in the walking. When we are walking, while we are walking or in the standing position, it must be above the ankle. The third he says, the very important lesson of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh. Ke, na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Na gori ko dekho. This shade is made in South Africa. Na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. A person, we live far from Africa. We cannot understand this shade. We can understand it when we come in South Africa or in some other country of Africa. Ke na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Don't see the white beauty, even the black beauty, nor the black beauty. Or Hazrat Wala used to say that in South Africa, the masi on the, nobody will get marriage. It is very mandatory and compulsory. A person, a guy or a teenager or a man cannot get marriage if he has not mama and mice in his home. Nobody will give her daughter to him. So my Hazrat Wala Dawat Barakatum mentioned that you have to do parda with masi. One man said, and also he mentioned, when your wife goes to her mother, Mecca, so you should give the holiday also to mama and masi. You call mama. Mama and Masi. One man said, Hazrat, when Masi is doing work, Mama is doing work in the home, I will stay outside. Hazrat Wala mentioned, the nurse who will get you stayed in the, outside the home, he will ye tumhe ghar mein bhi ghusa dega. He will get you in the home. Lada, give him the holiday. Give her the holiday. That's why I said, na gori ko dekho, na kali ko dekho. Don't look at the black beauty. Our very respectful elder, he mentioned that, jahan dekho kali hai. जहां देखो काली है समझो बाप की साली है. One of our elder, he is present here, but I will not mention. So don't see the white beauty even or nor black beauty. न गोरी को देखो न काली को देखो. फिर किसे देखो? उसे देख जिसने इन्हें रंग बख्शा. See the creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sand is the same. Sand is the same. Some are red, some are black, some are white. And they all are human, they are equal. But the creator gave colors to all, everywhere in this world. The last thing he mentioned, that you must even don't think evil thoughts. Don't think evil thoughts in your heart. And also, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't apne ko paak mat samjho. Apne ko nek mat samjho. Apne ko ibadat gudar na samjho. Balki all good deeds from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we have beard, we pray salah, we do bayan, we address or do bayan, or we go for chilla, we are in the company of our sheikh. All the good deeds from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon this. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
MashaAllah. Allah ta'ala accept the advices, mashaAllah. And accept all the khidmat, mashaAllah, that Hafiz Saab is doing around the world, translating the message of Hazrat Arif Billah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. And this is what we have assembled for, that we take from here and transfer it to the people in different localities, alhamdulillah. To continue, because we have a limited time before Salatul Maghrib, we call upon Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahim Khan Sahab, Damar Barakatum. It is the hukam of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahab, inshallah. And Mawlana is our Ustazul Asatiza. He is also the ustad of so many of the ulama that are present, serving the Jamiatul Ulama for many years, studied under a great luminary, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. So Allah Ta'ala accept his khidmat of deen, inshallah. Some words of wisdom, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد يبارك وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقال تعالى لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة صدق الله العظيم. First and foremost, I must confess I am totally unworthy of sitting on this chair in the presence of so many great ulama, in particular our Hazrat. It was his command given. If I could have might, I would have ducked this program, honestly. But I was informed yesterday morning, Kamana, your bayan is tomorrow. I said, can't be. Then last night after supper, Hazrat said, kal tumara bayan hai. From then till now, my stomach is paining. And I've been trying to figure out, looking at the Islahi Majlis, how should I approach this particular session? And Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with this particular verse which I'm sharing with you. Here's the original background, where Islah and Tasawwuf starts. Original background, there are four verses like this. Mawlana Asman knows I'll take 2 hours for the entire bayan, but he said, how many minutes, Mawlana? 20 till azan, inshallah. Right, jazakallah. Then I know how to pace myself out. Now, honestly, this particular bayan, mamme me keh raha na isha, theek hai, me keh raha hu ki asal mein ye bayan jo hai, ye 2 ghante ka bayan hai. Right? But inshallah, we'll try and condense it, because we look at the most important, we look at the islah part. Theek hai? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Ala Imran, look at these words, لَقَدَ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is saying, indeed, Allah has made a very great ihsan and a favor upon the believers. Allah has done us many favors, but very seldom Allah Ta'ala, you know, drive point this home, I have made this ihsan on you, which signifies this is the greater ihsan Allah has made upon us. And what is Allah saying? إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Also keep this point in mind. Quran is coming down. The angel bringing the Quran. Allah Nabi receives it. And then he recites it. And the one who are the recipients are whom we term as Sahaba-e-Kiram. They are the first Jamaat of the believers. I always say this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the Sahaba to build and develop Islam and take it to perfection, if you understand that. It was through them from day one. So not to go more deeper, the original people are those people. Allah is saying, Muhammad Sahaba, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has done you a great favor by sending unto you a Rasul that came from you. Not from somebody outside. Why from you? Many reasons. The simple is, you know who the person is personally. You know his entire life. You know his character. You know his personality. And what is the function of this Rasul? Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. His function is to recite unto you the words of Allah. Put them all together in one word. What's this? Quran. Put that, yattu, the tilawa is Quran. And I must say jazakumullah to our Shaykh. Last night I learned a number of points, but just one point for this. He read Quran to all the Sahaba. Only one Sahabi can claim, I heard and learned the maximum surah from Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the number is 70. And who was that people quickly? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala. Theek? Another point I also learned, I get very excited when I learn new nuktas. He said, Afzalu Sahaba, Bada Khulafa'ir Rashideen, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Wallahi, I'm 68 years old, almost 45 years Munisa, not worthy of it. But these two nuktas I only learned last night, Zakurasa. So every Sahabi heard the words of Nabi Kareem, so talawa wa mitl yatlu alayhim. And what else? Wa yuzakkihim. In other places Allah Ta'ala goes the other way around. Here Allah says, wa yuzakkihim. After reciting unto them his verses, he purifies them. What is Islah and Tasawwuf? Purification, we heard so many times. Many ulama came on this chair, sat here, purifiers, what is that? But it starts off with the physical purification. But the spiritual one, the original one is which one? The greatest impurity is the impurity of shirk, am I right? When Allah's Messenger came in this world, what was the condition? Shirk was at its peak. Nobody was muwahid. Everybody believed in multiple gods, chapter close. Figure out, now try and imagine how difficult a task it was for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to drive this point home and to help him along promote Allah's Tawheed. Allah Ta'ala provided him from the very first day with such arguments, so to speak, or evidence, that there is none but one wahdahu la sharik. Example quickly. When Allah sent the first verses down, Allah said, Iqra, Bismi, Rabbik. Alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. I don't want to go deep, 2 hours bayan this is. But just making ishara here. Very first ayat of the Quran, Allah is directing the attention of the people who will hear these words. Oh people, starting with you, Ya Muhammad, you will read the words I am revealing unto you in the form of Quran. But before you do that, take the name of your Rabb. When we start Quran tila, we don't say Bismi Rabbika. What do we say? Bismillah. Instead of saying Bismillah, Allah said, no, take the name of your Rabb. Who's your Rabb? The one who created you from a clot of blood. Other verses from the clot of blood, he took you progressively to perfection. Until 9 months later, you are a fully formed baby. Yes or no? So Allah is, again, other verses, who is the one that nourishes you? It is He, Rabbul Izzah. So in this way, one example, Allah directed the attention of the listeners to Wahdahula Sharik, and yes, those who accepted, understood that message without hesitation, with total conviction, they said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, immediately was the ilaj against the greatest filth and shirk. What is the smallest shirk? I'm sure you people know by now. What have we been taught? The smallest shirk is to do things not for Allah's sake but for show. That is called shirk-e-khafi. And you and I will not be able to pinpoint exactly honesty that this action of mine, is it for wadahu la sharik or for some other reason? Who is the one that will correct us? Who is the one that analyze our action? Okay, yes, you are on track. No, there's a khami in yours. There's some shirki buhara here, so to speak. It is nothing but the shirk. And the shirk starts with Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sahabi, like Hazrat mentioned now in his small talk, attachment to some shirk. The original shirk is none other than Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sahabi gave his hand in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what do we call that term, Ashraf? When you give your hand into the hand of a shaykh, what do you call that? Bay'ah. And I'm surprised you now, many of you, ulama, mashallah, familiar, open the surah called Surah Mumtahana. Look at Surah Mumtahana, what Allah is saying. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها النبي إذا جاءك المؤمنات يبايعنك على أن لا يشركن بالله شيئا ولا يسرقن ولا يزنين ولا يقتلن أولادهن ولا يأتين ببهتان يفترينه بين أيديهن وأرجلهن ولا يعصينك في معروف فَبَايَعْهُنَّ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهُ الرَّحِيمُ. But Allah is saying here, I'm showing you bay'ah. Allah is ordering Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the following bay'ah he must take from the female women, from the believers. Ya Nabi, when the believing women come to you and they seek your bay'ah, they want to offer you oath of allegiance, English terminology. They want to make a promise to you with regards to their future life. And they assure you, Allah yushrikna billah. They will never commit shirk against Allah. That's the greatest filth. Wala yasrikna. They will not steal. They will not commit zina. They will not murder their children. They will not fabricate lies against somebody else. And they will never disobey you, simple meaning in matters of Sharia. Once they give you that promise, then take from them that bay'ah. فَبَايَعْهُنَّ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ. Once they give you their hand and make the promise, accept the bay'ah and thereafter ask Allah to forgive them. There's the original. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam depart from the service of this world, who did he leave behind as his Khalifa? Maybe not in words. He put the Khalifa on the Musalla. You will deputize for me during my illness as Imam of Musallis. Yes or no? And what did he do? Not only did he administer the government and the people, but he also attended to the spiritual needs. Allah's Nabi did that himself. And last night, one of the speakers mentioned, when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Oh Allah's Nabi, I have lost much of my property in some disaster. And I'm now very upset." So he came for some consolement. Why else did he come here? The master said, "Abu Bakr, I thought it was something more serious than this. What did you think, O Allah's Nabi? I thought you missed the takbir aula of your salah." Now look at the spirituality. See? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Every sahabi, no matter what the problem was, most spiritual, the physical side, material side was simple. They came to the Islam. And believe you me, if the problem is we don't have ta'alluq with Quran, regarding Allah Ta'ala insists that you must have ta'alluq here. By the time Allah's Nabi departed from this world for the hereafter, it was in the year 9 Hijri. Because of the total devotion, wala ya'sinaka, they never disobeyed him in the slightest. Yes, now and then some error did happen. And I always say, it was meant to be. How else will we learn? How else will we learn? We learn through the errors. When the error was committed, Allah will send Quran to reprimand them, reform them, accept the tawbah, yes or no? And whenever some wrong was committed, they will come and say, "Allah's Nabi, this wrong happened. I want Allah's forgiveness. How must I get it?" And I like that beautiful verse when Allah Ta'ala says, "Walau annahum idh zalamu anfusahum ja'uka fastaghfirullah." Okay, Ya Nabi, tell these people, if ever any one of them does a wrong against themselves and they want Allah to forgive them and they come to you, Ya Nabi, wanting Allah's forgiveness. That means from his side, he is eager, he is anxious, "I want Allah to forgive me." And he comes to you to put the rubber stamp, my words. And Ya Nabi, you to ask maghfirat ki dua in their favor, then they will find Allah most forgiving, most forgiving. Does he? We look at the ta'alluq. The wrong will be done. We are human beings. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. It's going to happen. It happened to them. And what did they do? They went back over and over again until that moment came when Islam was 22 years old. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down for all of them one certificate. And I love that certificate. Para 11 Surah Tawbah, second page, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ Muhajirin, wal ansar, wal ladhi nattabu mihsan. And what's the next line? Certificate. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allahu Akbar. Radiallahu, this is the greatest namat of Allah in terms of reward. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah became pleased with the whole lot. Look at the sequence there. Who were the first Jamaat Muslim Muhajirin? Allah listed the whole lot. Who was those that helped them? The Ansari. Then we had a third Jamaat that was neither of the two. And because the third Jamaat followed them precisely, Allah said, وَاتَّبَعُهُمْ. But Allah, I love Allah for this line. He left it in such a way open, it will apply till Qiyamah day for the future generations. Okay, oh future generation, if you follow in that same vein of the Muhajir Ansar, you will also attain radiyallahu anhu. And for us to attain that, believe you me, we have to attach ourselves to somebody. And the silsila started there. When he left this world, the surface, he left behind his successor, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, also dealt beside the normal administration to the issues of the Islam of his people, yes or no? That continued Usman al-Ghani, yes. That continues Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And here we had one slight fork. The next ruler decided, "I will pay more attention to the administration." The Sharia and Tasawwuf, it was important to him as well. But he was so involved in administration because Islam had spread from Afghanistan right up to almost the border of Spain. So much of work, he does not have the time now to focus on the individual. Then who was involved in the Islam? The people. All those Sahaba Ikram, I will classify them as the Muhaddisin and the Ulama. And those Ulama, each was a Sufi Allah Wala. Remember that. Every Sahabi was Allah Wala. Now when the Allah Walas are now going out, who will take over? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala chose the likes of Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who had direct attachment with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Ali radiallahu ta'ala and gave him license, okay, you are not my words, license to make Islam of the Ummah. I remember some years ago, when our Hazrat Mu'ana Abdul Hamid Makki Sal, down with Barakatul Maziyah, I'm not sure whether he sat there on the kursi, yaad nahi hai, but I remember very well. He gave this whole program, and he said that almost 24 hours, literally a day, Imam Hassan Basri had a program. Dars for Quran, dars for Hadith, dars for Fiqh, dars for Masail, Fatawa, and at night, after Isha, was the special dars of Islah and Nafs. Aapko yaad hoga, Siddiq sahab. So those that came and sat in his company, spent their time, whose Islah was made, what did Imam Hassan Basri do? He said, MashaAllah, you are now qualified, go, you got Khilafah, go and pass on. There's the Silsidai moving now from there. Come right down to our Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Coming down to Moana Sabitani, right? And that Silsidai this side, Moana Abrar Sahib. Then you got our Sheikh over Hazrat Hakim Sahib. And now, Allah's fazal ke, our Hakim Sahib directed the entire, like you mentioned now, the Kursi to our Hazrat Moana Mazhar Sahib. Arif Billah, son of Arif Billah. I love this term, Siddiq Bhai. Honesty. Zindagi mein aisa kami nahi suna hai. Where the father and son are same. And this title is not something that they bestowed upon themselves. Those who recognize their status, they are the ones that give them title. Hum jaise nahi. It's a great title. And I was thinking about this and I was going to conclude inshallah. Okay, why this term Arif Billah? What's the meaning of Arif Billah? We had the term, is Arif. What is Arif Billah? Anyone knows the non-alim, I'm asking you. Look at the ulama alone. One who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every alim seated here, they need Jalal in Sharif. Mawana Dawud. Apku yaad, wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun ay. See, alim know it. You all heard? Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We did not create man and jinn or jinn and man except that they may make my ibadat. That's what you heard. No, that's not, that's the literal meaning. What is behind that word? So that they learn to recognize me. And how can you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this? Yeah, I must compliment Dr. Yawar Beg Sahib, Damat Barakatuh. He taught me one line. If one wants to understand Allah, who is Allah, open Quran, read Quran. Allah Himself introduced Himself via the Quran. So these Arif Billahs understood every word from the Asatiza. And when they make ibadah of Allah, they understand who and what Allah is. So their ibadah now is of that level. You and I in the musalla every day, you got any idea? We go to the more up and down, kiss the ground, whatever. You know, there was a verse here, Siddiqui, I'm telling you now. You know, Allah said to the, under Nabi, when ladies come and they tell you they will not steal. Do we steal here, we see it here? We may not be stealing here, stealing, but we all are chores. Including me, I'm guilty. Under Nabi told the Sahaba one day, he told them there was a group, he says, don't make chori in your salah. So they said, Allah's Rasul, how can a man steal in salah? I mean, they couldn't digest it. He said, when you, my words, up and down, kiss the ground. When you don't go through the motions of salah the way they should be. So there's our chori. When we attach ourselves to these people, this is the guidance they give you. Every act of ibadah of yours must be taken to perfection. Every weakness that you have, you require to inform you of your weakness. Because when you give your hand in his hand, what are you saying? I am the sick patient, you are my physician. My friend, another simple example, when a person is diagnosed with a serious illness, where he's got to go under the knife, doesn't that patient surrender himself to the surgeon's knife, yes or no? Jo kuch chahe tu kar le bhai. Long as tu mein zindagi ko bacha le, am I right? Long as you sort my problem. Because he understood, this is the man that can sort my problem. Of course, he took advice of many. You won't allow someone to just put knife over you, am I right? You'll make mashwara here, mashwara there, you satisfied, you can't be, carry on. Similarly, we are told repeatedly, before you attach yourself to somebody, ask around, find out, build your confidence, and I love this, all of them say this. The most important way to identify an Allah wala, a real Muslim, is by looking at his life pattern. Is it according to Sunnah? Yes or no, it is. Look at those words again. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفِ. That they will never disobey you. And this is the khubi of all this awliya Allah. You and I cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough that Allah has blessed us once again with the likes of our Hazrat. Believe you me. Allah ta'ala must give us tawfiq to take full advantage of him. One lady told her husband the other day, Moana Patel was here, you missed out on him. Hakim Saab was here, you missed out on him. The Moana mother is here, don't miss out now. Now, beautiful. When they give you advice like that, it must be taken. So undoubtedly, those of us who are seated here, look, you didn't come here on your own, honestly. Believe you me, you did not come here on your own. It is nothing but the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brought you here. And you recognize partly, okay, yes, I am sick. I wish to be treated for my illness. So take advantage, attach yourself to his great personality. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to our Hazrat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala those who are sick grant them shafa'a kamil adila. Those who passed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them maghfirat. And first Allah ta'ala cleanse me and all of us who are seated here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly make our islah nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us worthy of being the ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah malayka yusalluna ala nabiya ayu alladhina amanu. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad abarik wa sallim. Wa sallallahu ala nabiya kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.